It hasn't been a smooth road and probably will continue to have some bumps, but House Speaker Paul Ryan says that body will consider a pair of immigration bills next week. There are two because House Republicans are falling into two very different camps, one that's considered hardline and the other that's labeled moderate and expected to attract some Democratic support. Joining me with the latest from Washington is Mike Lillis, a reporter for The Hill. Now, Mike, some thought immigration reform was dead in an election year. What's the current condition of the issue in Congress?
Paul Ryan would love not to have to touch this issue in an election year. Nothing divides the Republican Party like immigration does. And so it was his intent just to keep everything off the floor and use it as a campaign issue, but not necessarily have to force his members to vote on anything. Of course, this group of centrists came along and said, wait a minute, if we don't do anything, then that's our political careers on the line. So we've got to take this gamble. We've got to force our leaders to do something. And they took the remarkable step of pushing this discharge petition, just a procedural move to force bills to the floor against the wishes of their own leadership. They're rare for that reason, but got about a dozen very vulnerable Republicans in very Hispanic or agricultural heavy districts where this is going to play a central role in their reelections, and they thought it was time to act this summer. And so, you know, last night we had this group of centrists and then this group of hardline conservatives in the Freedom Caucus. They've been meeting with Paul Ryan and GOP leaders. The leaders are just kind of facilitating the talks. They're not necessarily asking for policy specifics. They're just trying to tamp down any public fight, any major divisions ahead of these elections. And so they got into town last night. They met in Paul Ryan's office. Then they came out, said, we're close to a deal, but we don't have one. They split up. The moderates went out to dinner, and the Freedom Caucus went and huddled amongst themselves. They came back into Paul Ryan's office and said, here are our demands. And then moments later, Paul Ryan said, okay, we're going to have these votes next week on a couple bills. So there are going to be immigration votes next week. At least that's what Paul Ryan tells us. And there'll be a conservative bill, hardline bill, sponsored by Bob Goodlatte. And then the second bill is going to be a more moderate kind of dreamer-friendly bill, but the details are still being worked out.
When you're talking about how different these factions are, does a real compromise seem possible? And as far as a compromise goes, there's a lot of support for the Dreamers in both parties. The president has even come out, and even though he can float back and forth a little bit, seems to have been fairly consistent in at least feeling for the Dreamers. If there's a compromise, do the Dreamers have to be in that compromise?
Yes. I mean, the Dreamers have to be central to any compromise. Of course, you know, the Democrats would like to do a bill that is only the Dreamers. Of course, that's a non-starter with the president and the Republicans here on Capitol Hill. They've been pushing for a lot of border wall money. Here, the number $25 billion being batted around. And then two other important elements that have to be in this package, at least in order to get the conservatives and President Trump on board, are issues dealing with family migration and diversity visas. So those are kind of the four, you keep hearing this four pillars approach, and that's straight from the White House. That's their demand. And it would be DACA, wall, family migration, diversity visas. And so the compromise that they're working on, I just bumped into Jeff Denham here on Capitol Hill, and he's one of the leading supporters of the discharge petition of getting something done. He was really going after the leadership over this. And he said that those four pillars are still central to the negotiations as they're trying to work out this compromise next week. But you hit the nail on the head. The million-dollar question is there a compromise to be had? I mean, this is weeks and weeks that they've been talking. You know, never mind weeks and weeks. Obama created this program in 2012. The Republicans have been attacking it ever since. They've controlled the House ever since. So this is 6 years old, and they can't figure out how to address it. And then, of course, it's worth pointing out that even if the centrist and conservative Republicans get on board and they can get a bill that can win 218 votes here in the House, it's still got to go to the Senate. And Chuck Schumer's over there, the Democratic majority leader or minority leader, and he's going to filibuster anything that he doesn't like. And if it has, you know, really tough enforcement measures, if it has, if it's tough on family migration, tough on diversity visas, it's not going to pass the Senate. It'll never get to the president's desk anyway. And then, of course, you mentioned Trump is a huge wild card in this. What is he going to sign?
Mike, you mentioned the Senate, but let me stick with the House for this question. When it comes down to it, you mentioned 218, what sort of involvement do Democrats have in this at all?
They're totally cut out of this at this point.
Okay.
They This is no longer a bipartisan discussion. This is strictly partisan. This is when the discharge petition was still in play, and there were four bills that would have been voted on had the discharge petition gotten 218 votes. Two of those bills were bipartisan, the DREAM Act and then something we're calling the Hurd Aguilar bill, Will Hurd, Texas Republican on the border, and Peter Aguilar, California Democrat from the Central Valley, big ag area there in California. And those two had bipartisan support. It was thought that they could both pass the House, less certain in the Senate, but certainly they could have passed the House. Now that the discharge petition is off the table, at least for the time, this is just a partisan fight. This is just Republicans against Republicans trying to figure out how to get a compromise, how to get 218 votes.
Mike Lillis is a reporter for The Hill with the latest on the immigration debate in Congress. Mike, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Steve. Happy to be with you.